There's just a Kelmer. I'm honored and humbled to be the first one introduced by Rick Kelmer in person. It's a bit of a raw idea, but I want to share based on my Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Turetsky Shlita, who said this at a Shulshim event for his father, Aaron Shoal ben Shema Zatzal. And he fleshed out this idea about his father, and I think it really applies a lot to Shavuos. The Pasuk, the last mitzvah in the Torah, based on the Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam, in Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Tes, says, V'ata kisvu lachem sashir azos v'lamedas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem, that the last mitzvah is to take the Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah for yourself, and to learn it, and make sure that you pass on the Masorah. So you can see why this is the message the Torah wants to leave us off with, to keep the Masorah going. It's very interesting. Why is Torah called a Shira? It's actually like we know there are some parts of the Torah that are called Shira. You know, the Shira Sazinu, which is this pasuk is found shortly after Shira Sazinu. We know the Shira Sayam as Yashir. But why is Torah as a whole called a Shira? So I think the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein, in his Avdama to his Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, says it very well. He says, when talking about Machlokes, that appears in the Mishnah Gemara. It says, "Be'emes lemevin davar le'yishiro devrei lokim chayim," quoting the famous Gemara in Erevin, Daf Gimel Beis, "Eil ve'le devrei lokim chayim." L'kulam yesh panim ba'alecha, and really they all have some legitimacy. V'adarabba, and you're going to say Machlokes is bad, but really just the opposite. Zos hi teferes Torah seinu akadosha v'atorah. This is the glory, the splendor of our holy Torah. V'chol haTorah kula nikreis shira, and all the Torah is called shira. V'teferes hashir hi. That the whole beauty of song is when the voices are different from each other. And Torah could have different views, different personalities, looking at the same, so you look at the same idea, and it could come together in a harmony. Just like you have in a song, you have the low, you have the melody and the harmony, the bass and the harmony, the low and the high, and they don't contradict each other, but they come and form something more beautiful. You have the guy who's singing low, he's good himself. The guy who's singing high, he's good himself. But they come together to form something beautiful that's unique to Shira, and it's unique to Torah. That you could have people coming from all different angles, and just enhances it even more. We see this at the very end of the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara quotes Rav Yochanan, "Kol kore below ni'ima, v'shona below zimra." Anyone who reads without ni'ima, Rashi says ni'ima is the trup. And anyone who learns below Zimra without a tune, Alav Kasuv Omer Vagam, quoting a pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Chav Pasuk Kafe, Vagam Ani Nasati Lahem Chukim Botovim Vigomer. That it says in the Navi, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to bring punishment to those who do wrong, and the wrong here is that you learn without a niggin. And the question is, why? What's so bad about learning without a niggin? So Tosfos helps us out. He says, "Shall you regil in the shans of Mishnayis b'zimra?" That they learned the Mishnayis, they learned it with a tune, with a song. Lafisha ha'yushonin oso alpeh, because they learned it by heart. Ma'idei ka'chayinus karam yoser. And therefore they remembered it easier. Back when, before the Torah was written, and people were learning it orally, we know people often remember things better when they're in a song, when they put a tune to it. So, Tosfos is saying that when you put a tune to the Torah, helps you remember it more. And if you don't remember Torah, you may come to mess up in certain crucial areas, and that's the pshat in the pasuk, that God will bring punishment to those who really, what the pasuk means is forget their learning. The Gemara continues, Abaye mishum delo yada levasume kala, mishpatim lo yichyu bahem karispe. Abaye says, just because they may not have a good voice, all of a sudden we should punish them because they're not singing with a tune? Why is that? If I'm in the Beis Medrash and I have an inferior voice and I start singing or learning out loud, people may be a bit bothered and I'll just disrupt other people. So why should I be learning out loud? So the Marsha says on the spot, No, it's still good. It doesn't matter. Good voice, bad voice, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You have to sing with a song. Give me a bonus. Ain't svar. We know there's an inherent beauty when it comes to the trup, as Rashi explains. When it comes to the trup, when it comes to song, that Torah is always enhanced by the melody. And it's got me thinking a bit. You know, obviously, we're in a very difficult situation. And I was thinking to myself for a bit of a time now, what's going to happen Shavuos night? I'm not going to be in the Beis Medrash. I'm not going to be with all the guys. I'm not going to be with the Rebbeim. No Shirim. Just me at my dining room table with my Svarim. Like, will I even last? That was the other question on my mind. Now, after seeing this, I started thinking that it doesn't matter. Because, as we saw from the Marsha, it doesn't matter how bad you may be. You got to sing. I was thinking, you don't have the Shirim to go to, and you really don't have the quote-unquote restriction of having to be, having to be in the spotlight, other people looking at you, and you don't have to feel that pressure. You can do whatever you want, no one else is watching, and what are you going to do? We know, like, sometimes people sing in the shower, because when they're alone, they do whatever they want. And the question is, okay, now you're alone, it's 1 a.m., everyone's asleep, and you could be learning, and you're going to learn. What are you going to learn? You can learn whatever you want. There's no shir you have to go to. There's nothing restricting you. It's whatever svarim you have available. Just go at it. And I think that's really the key to Shavuos. That's the shir of Torah. That everyone has their own different thing about Torah. Some people, they could be more into Gemara. Some people more into Tanakh. Some people more into Chassidus. And that's fine. We're all going to come together no matter where we are, even if we may be alone. Really, we're all learning together tonight. Tomorrow night, on Shavuos night, we're all going to come together and form a beautiful song to be Mekabel the Torah. And if I may, I just want to share an initiative my friend started. If you see the screen here, Ki'ish Echad Shavuos Learning Program. We changed it from Shavuos night, but sorry, I can't scroll here. Oh, wait. Ki'ish Echad Shavuos Learning, where it's just going to be you. And you do whatever you want. We have sign-ups for Tanakh, for Mishnah, and for Gemara. I think there's a technical problem with the Gemara. They could only do certain Zikin, but it doesn't matter. You can still do whatever you want. Just scan this QR code here or type in this link, hajranalach.com/1353. And with everyone putting in their Shira, putting in their part of the song, whether you're the bass, whether you're the harmony, whether you're, I don't really know musical terms, but no matter who you are, no matter what you want to learn, just keep doing it, and we will all, in the end, come together and be Mekabel the Torah together. And Mr. Shem, everyone should have a good Yontif, and we should be Mekabel the Torah, b'simcha, and ki'ish echad b'lev echad.